T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
TikTok, TikTok, TikTok. Is today going to be the day when Aaron Judge disappoints all New York Yankee fans and announces that he's taking his talents out to the Bay Area of San Francisco? I'll tell you what, last night didn't look like a man with many cares as he was hanging out with Tom Brady before the Bucs stole a victory away from the New Orleans Saints. Ooh. And now articles are being written about his unhappiness with Cashman. And now articles are being written about Jacob DeGrom being a douche knuckle. And everyone's got an agenda. But for us, our only agenda is happiness and getting along with the amazing fans of all our New York teams. And if Aaron Judge doesn't want to be here anymore like Jacob DeGrom, we'll be okay. We'll actually overcome, and we will thrive without both of them. Good afternoon, Evan. How are you today, Ken?
I disagree with some of the things you just said.
No, you disagree with us looking for happiness?
Well, I don't think,
with there being an agenda amongst reporters? Come on now.
Well, that part I agree with. I don't think you're looking out at the best interests of Mets and Yankee fans.
I want what's best for New Yorkers, Evan. And if that means Jacob DeGrom going to Texas and getting 5 years plus an option,
forget DeGrom. The Mets got outbid. The Mets didn't want DeGrom back. The difference between the Mets and DeGrom and the Yankees and Judge is that the Yankees want him back.
Well, I think it's very number, clear. Though, although they've apparently made multiple offers to him, none of them good enough.
I don't know if that's true, though, because I haven't gotten an indication from Brian Cashman that there's this line that they won't cross. It sounds like they are moving heaven and earth to re-sign Aaron Judge, and what this may come down to, because it's already getting astronomical, we're already getting to a crazy amount of years and a crazy amount of money, it's just going to come down to, does he want to go home? And let's not lose focus on what today actually means. December 6th is actually a really important day in the history of Major League Baseball that you may not be aware of.
And what is it, Evan?
Aaron Judge knows what today is.
I'm coming home. I'm coming home. Tell the world I'm coming home.
Craig, let the rain 30 years ago today, somebody decided to go home.
Is that right?
30 years ago today, somebody decided to turn down an offer from the New York Yankees and sign with the San Francisco Giants. 30 years ago today, Aaron Judge's all-time favorite player, Barry Bonds, signed with the Giants. December 6th, 1992. Don't let the symbolism be lost on you, sir.
By the way, it's not even symbolism. It's just a factual date in history.
It's a date in history.
And if for a guy that grew up, as you could imagine, adoring Barry Bonds as a San Francisco Giant fan, being able to tell his wife, honey, guess what? We're going home, baby. And we're doing it on the same day 30 years later that my hero got to do it. It's on like Donkey
Kong. So here's what I've come to the conclusion of.
Yes.
If Aaron Judge signs today, he's gone. He's a Giant. If we don't get the news today of Aaron Judge signing, he's staying with the New York Yankees.
You think so?
That's the way I view it.
You think
now.
It all comes down to today?
Aaron Judge. Aaron Judge views Barry Bonds as his god, as his deity. He knows what today means. Huh. So if his intention is to go home, if he wants to go to the Bay Area, if he wants to fulfill a promise he made in his high school yearbook, according to Time Magazine, to his now wife of, we're going to be married, and oh, by the way, I'm going to be playing for the San Francisco Giants. If he's going to fulfill all of that, It's going to happen today. But if the clock strikes midnight on today and we get no news, that's good news. Aaron Judge re-signs with the Yankees. You can lock that up.
Well, listen, I think he's going to San Francisco. I told you that when I had my dream well over a week and a half ago now. And it seems like, let's go. Like, what are we waiting on? I will say this, though. You know, listen, I like Brian Cashman. He's been a very successful general manager. He has not had a good 24 hours. Now, it's not his fault that the Yankees decide to announce, you know, his extension for 4 years. And good for him. You know, you could actually make the argument he's more than earned it. I think he has. But for him to come out, and I'm paraphrasing now, and essentially say, we have no plan if we don't bring Aaron Judge back. Like, if I'm a diehard Yankee fan, like a real one, as opposed to the kind I am, which is you fly by night, I'll see you later, I root for somebody else next year. Like, that would piss me off. Either say nothing or say something that delivers some level of competence and confidence to me as a fan to reassure me it's going to be okay
either
way.
You believe that's true, though?
I don't know. All I know is what he said.
I completely agree that coming out the way it came out was a huge misstep.
You think
misstep.
He was trolling Aaron Judge?
I don't know. I don't think he was trolling. I think he was making an offhanded comment that's not true. Because the New York Yankees have a backup plan.
Listen, all I know is what he said. You might be right, but I know what he said.
No, and you're right that it's horrible PR. In fact, the New York Yankees have been hit with three things in the last 24 hours that are not, it's just not good PR. Number one, we went through it yesterday on our show, as the Mets are signing Verlander, as the Philadelphia Phillies are signing Trey Turner,
yes.
No one wants to see an announcement that the Yankees have re-signed Brian Cashman. The timing of it was very, very bad.
Totally tone deaf.
That's problem number one. Problem number two, in that same Time magazine article Aaron Judge was interviewed in, he confirmed it. There's no speculation, there's no leaks.
Right.
He confirmed it out of his mouth. He was not happy with Brian Cashman leaking out the contract.
Because he recognized that he was trying to negotiate in the press.
Yes.
And he wanted to turn the fans against him, his words, not mine.
His words.
He wanted to turn the media against him, his words, not mine. And it bothered him. Didn't bother him enough not to have an amazing season, but it bothered him.
And
it sits with him.
Well, and that's different than it being reported by some reporter. I mean, that's Aaron Judge's words telling you, it pissed me off. Now, I don't believe, and maybe you disagree, Craig, that's going to be the reason he leaves.
I would think you could be pissed. By the way, Derek Jeter didn't get along with Brian Cashman
different.
For the last how many years?
Here's why it's
so
different.
I'm saying, like, you're not make a 10-year decision based on Brian Cashman.
Okay, so here's why you're wrong about that, but I'm glad you brought it up.
Go ahead.
Brian Cashman played the same game with Derek Jeter, except he knew he would win the game.
Yes.
He knew that there weren't offers out there for Derek Jeter. Derek Jeter was never leaving the New York Yankees. He played that game with Derek. Sure, Derek hates him. Sure, Cash looked like a douche nozzle, your words. But he knew he was going to win. And ultimately, he won. He played that game with the wrong guy. Because he played that game with
yet.
A guy.
Not yet, but
no,
maybe.
No, he did, even if he resigns, in that there were better offers. There were better. And he went out, and look what's out there. So he played that same arrogant game he played with Jeter. Maybe he played with Mariano to a lesser degree. He played it with Aaron Judge. And it backfired.
Yeah.
Because there is a market for Aaron Judge. So I think Yankee fans are annoyed about that. They're annoyed about the announcement. And even though I don't believe it personally, I do think the Yankees have a backup plan if Judge leaves. It doesn't look good when he says what he says of, well, if he leaves.
I don't know what we're going to do if he leaves. Like, come on, man. You better have a plan. You just got a 4-year extension. You're probably making $5-6 million a year yourself.
But you don't believe that, right?
Listen, I think he's a very competent general manager. Okay. So while he might not have the answers to exactly what players he is going to get, he obviously knows what players he wants to go get. If he's got an extra, X amount of dollars to spend that he doesn't have after signing Judge. I mean, I don't know. I'm not sure, to be honest, where the Yankees are going to be payroll-wise. I think they're going to be over the luxury tax, but I can't confirm that. Who the hell knows? Because a lot of it's dependent on, do they get Judge, and at what number? Is that fair?
Yeah.
Yeah. So all I know is this. I hope it happens today. And from a New York standpoint, it seems like you guys all want him to stay. So I'm rooting for him to stay, but I think he's leaving.
Yeah, but if he, again, I guess you don't just trust me.
Go ahead.
If he signs today, he's gone. Symbolism, Craig.
But I told you he's been gone for 2 weeks.
But if he doesn't sign today,
he's
staying in the Bronx, Big Mac and Sleepy.
You think he's aware of the actual date that Barry Bonds went to New York?
Yes.
You think so?
Yes. Yes. Yes and
yes. What do you think he was talking to Tom Brady about before the game last night in the tunnel?
I think he was talking about switching cities.
I'm from San Francisco. It's a great place. You'll love it there.
Yeah, he's recruiting.
Yeah, come on, all the bad things you read about San Francisco. It's phenomenal.
Just remember, Aaron Judge was there because of Mike Evans. That's
By the
his
way,
guy.
I'll do you one better. They're both going to San Francisco because if I'm Tom Brady and I do want to play beyond this year, and you saw Tom Brady and his greatness last night in the last 3.5 minutes of that game, doing what Tom Brady
does.
It
was very typical. You need luck. Taysom Hill dropping an easy first down. Luck.
Well, not just that. Mark Ingram running out of bounds.
Luck.
When he could have gotten the first down. And then it was so bad, he actually apologized to the entire city of New Orleans.
Which was very nice
afterwards.
Of him. Very nice of him.
Yeah, get the first down, then go out of bounds, dum-dum. But he acknowledged he owned it. Taysom Hill drops the first down pass.
How about the third and 17? How about the third down play call in the possession before that? Like, the Saints did everything to blow this
game.
Dude,
I'll do you one better. How about after Ingram doesn't go out of bounds after the first down, it's third and one, they throw the ball.
I just said that.
How about that one?
The
Evan?
Third down play call. What part of that did you not
you
understand?
You were referencing a different third down. I'm referencing the one in which they threw the ball instead of running the ball.
That's what I just said.
Yeah.
To Tom's credit, he took advantage of it.
Yeah, because they had a terrible 56 minutes.
I understand.
And a brilliant 4 minutes, and that's all it took to be 6-6.
Sometimes all you need is a 4 good minutes. That's it.
Let me think about
that. It's true.
Listen, there's no such thing as a bad 4 minutes in what you're referencing, Evan. That being said, yes, sometimes all you need is a solid 4 minutes.
It really annoyed
Why
me
am
because...
I sweating?
What really annoyed me is two guys for different reasons I don't like. I don't like Tom Brady because, well, for the obvious reasons. And I don't love Todd Bowles because I thought he was a terrible head coach of the New York Jets. And so seeing them hate each other in the midst of that game when Tom's like, we're going for it on fourth down. Yeah. And Todd's like, hey, Tom, do you not know who I am? I'm King Punter. That's what we do.
That's what I do.
And who overruled who? Bowles overruled, overruled Brady.
Coach is always going to be the coach.
And if it wasn't for Taysom Hill.
Yes. We got the listen, you still lost if you bet on them. But the reality is that they won the game. They go to 6-6, and they're going to have a home playoff game. And I saw that stat about current NFC teams eligible for the playoffs and how many playoff starts their starting quarterback has, right?
Yeah.
So it's something like a gazillion for Tom Brady, one for Dak Prescott, one for Daniel, not Daniel Jones.
Nope.
Just kidding.
Jalen Hurts.
One Kirk for Cousins. Jalen Hurts.
Yep.
Does he have one, Jalen Hurts? Yeah, one. And one for Kirk Cousins.
Correct.
Everybody else has zero.
None for Purdy. None for Geno. And you're right. Look, Tom's always going to have that advantage. But what really pissed me off is if they lost yesterday's game, they would have been.
They go to 5-7.
They would have been 5-7 going into a game against the Niners.
Right.
We could have seen a 5-8 first place team by the end of next week.
Yeah. And San Francisco's going to be a very interesting team now with Purdy at quarterback. Did anybody acquire Baker Mayfield yet?
I think it's 48 hours we have to wait for the waiver
period. Today. It's today the waiver wire.
Oh, it's only 24 hours?
Yeah, I believe the waiver wire is today.
Oh, so we'll find out today.
So, I mean, a lot of people think if he goes anywhere, it's going to be San Francisco. So they have a veteran backup, or at least a backup with NFL experience behind Purdy. But I've not seen anything on that yet. Have you?
No, I didn't even know it was going to happen today.
Yeah,
so
supposedly
it's
going to be today. That's what I was told.
Well, how long is the waiver period?
Today.
Well,
yeah,
that's today.
Right. It's going to be today.
It's only 24 hours waivers?
Well, whatever today is, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So what time today?
Yeah, it's a 24-hour period.
Oh, okay, at 4 o'clock today.
Yeah.
By that point, he's either claimed or he's a free
agent.
Now,
here's the deal.
Assume that he'll be claimed.
He has a guaranteed $1.4 million left on his contract, so not a big number. Anybody can obviously envelop that into their cap. There's the two trains of thought. Number one, if you're a lousy team not going anywhere, why spend $1.4 million and a quarterback that's not going to be there after this year?
Mm-hmm.
The other train of thought is, if you are San Francisco, look at the other teams that are playoff bound. Do any of them really need a backup quarterback? Probably not at this stage of the game. So do you let him go?
No.
And then bring him in for less?
If you want him,
you go get him, right?
Claim. I wouldn't mess around.
Because it's not enough money, right?
I wouldn't mess around.
So most people think he's going to San Francisco. And like I told you back in September, Baker Mayfield would make the playoffs this year.
Oh, stop it.
No.
You can't take a victory lap for that.
Evan, all I said is that the great Baker Mayfield will be playing playoff football this year.
If you guys find the clip.
If I get that right, I own it.
If you guys find the clip, I have some confidence that you were very specific to Carolina. But if Big Mac, this is how fair I am. If Big Mac can find it without any mention of the football team,
yeah,
I'll hand you a victory.
Okay, I'm already taking the victory,
no.
But fair enough. I get two trophies today, the one I give myself and then the one you might give me.
Right.
All right, you're a diehard Yankee fan or just a sports fan with an opinion on Aaron Judge. I will say this. I'm going to get tired of it pretty quickly if he doesn't sign today or tomorrow. There's going to come a point where as a fan, you're like, dude, I mean, it's over most likely $320 million, I'm assuming, because they've made multiple offers now, meaning he's, you know, ping-ponging San Francisco and the Yankees against each other. And we learned that Trey Turner turned down like a gazillion dollars from San Diego to take less money to go to Philly.
Think about that. A guy turned down $60 million, essentially, to not live in San Diego,
right,
but to live in the armpit known as Philadelphia.
Well, the armpit of Pennsylvania is Pittsburgh. Everybody knows that.
Oh, so Pittsburgh's 10 times better than Philly.
No, you've never been.
I have.
Have you?
Many times.
Recently?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one.
Love Pittsburgh.
Do you really?
Underrated city, yeah. Steel City, baby. Love
I
it.
Will say this about Pittsburgh. The warehouse district, phenomenal.
Yeah.
Love it. Stadium, I've not been to the new one. Went to the old one. I assume it's close to each other, right?
Yeah.
Phenomenal.
Gorgeous.
Outside of that,
they got two gorgeous stadiums. They have a beautiful casino. They've got gorgeous mountains, beautiful bridges.
Yeah.
Love that city. And by the way, the latest offer, according to John Heyman, that's gone the way of Aaron Judge, courtesy of the Giants, is believed to be $360 million.
Over how much time?
I assume 9 years, because that seems to be the number going around. If I had to guess, I think he's getting a $400. I think that's maybe
where
it ends up.
Well, if he's at 360 right now and it's not done, that means it's north of 360.
My prediction to you the other day was 9 years, 375. So if that's the case, it seems like we're at the end game now. I mean, we're basically there.
Golly, 9 years, 360, and he didn't say yes?
Yeah, but if it was up to you, he would have accepted 215.
Right. That's right.
So glad you're not his advisor.
And guess what? His life wouldn't be any different. Not one iota
difference.
Yeah, but
difference. Five judges from now's generation will be different. That's $100 million more.
Yeah, but once you get to a certain number, I don't think it's different for anybody.
I think the question,
I could be wrong, obviously.
I think the question now is, look, Trey Turner clearly wanted to be on the East Coast. Good for him. He picked the Phillies. Where does this guy want to be?
Yeah, well, it's either New York or San Francisco, and I don't think there's a secret admirer right now, do you?
Don't you think he's already told his agent, this is where I want to go?
100%.
Now go get me the best offer.
I think the agent's now playing the game.
Because both teams are clearly showing how far they're willing to go, which is insanely far.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if he picks the Giants now, if it's about the Yankees necessarily being outbid, or if it's just Judge saying, I picked the Giants. The Yankees were right there. I picked the Giants.
So it's funny, I'm watching the World Cup here. Yeah. Portugal's winning 1-0. And I see Ronaldo on the bench. And now I'm being told he got benched because he accepted a deal for a couple hundred million bucks to play for a Saudi Arabian professional club.
Wow.
Is that right?
Instead of benching him?
But why would the country of Portugal bench him?
Because he's leaving Portugal?
No, oh, I guess that makes sense.
I mean,
yeah, but he played for Manchester United last year. Like, he played in Portugal.
I don't know.
Right?
I think he was subbed late in the last match. And
he threw a tizzy about it.
And the coach wasn't happy with that either.
So the coach is like, hey, you're a great player of all time, but it's about Portugal, not about you.
Yeah.
So now we're going to teach you a lesson?
So it's like A-Rod opting out during the World Series?
Wow.
There's been a ton of drama around
Ronaldo
the whole time.
That's
got to
be like the biggest story in sports history, no?
Wow.
None of us care about it, of course. But I'm looking at the game. It's 1-0 Portugal, and he's on the bench.
Yeah, but call me crazy. Are they huge favorites in this game where there's an arrogance?
I don't even know who's
Sweden. Switzerland.
Oh, I can't even see that.
That was a good guess. Sweden, right?
What are their initials?
SUI.
Oh.
But don't you think there's an arrogance of we'll win the game anyway? We don't really need them?
I don't know. Spain thought the same thing against Morocco today. They lost. How about that?
Yeah.
In penalty kicks. Morocco takes out Spain. What's up?
España. Why are you happy about that?
Because you understand how big a deal that is in Spain for the next 4 years. This is a choke job. This is like USA basketball losing the gold medal game.
No, but why are you happy that Spain lost?
No, I just like other people's, bad feelings.
That's why, Yankee fans, let me warn you. This guy to my left wants Judge to leave.
Yeah.
He wants to mock Big Mac, and he wants to revel in him being a Giant. Don't think for a second he's on your side.
I am on your side.
I may be a Met fan. I'm on your side. I would want Judge to stay. I want Judge to stay. This guy, bad guy.
What's Judge ever done for you?
He had 62 home runs and carried them by the bootstraps
and then he went
to a division
for 90
title.
In the next round of the playoffs.
Dude, they're not what a playoff doing? Team without him.
Maybe not. Who knows?
Maybe not.
Maybe not. Maybe not. I will get all your calls. 877-337-6666. A little bit later today, we'll acknowledge Evan's health issues. I know you're a very private guy, but since they were obnoxiously brought up without your permission on the air this morning, and I know you want to respond to the allegations of having elbow cancer, we will allow you to do that. I think it was your right to deal with your own medical problems privately, as anyone should, but apparently not everybody here feels that a man's medical situation is his business and his family's business. And people thought it was funny to put out the fact that Evan might be dying. And we'll let Evan respond to that. I know his family was very worried today as he rushed to the emergency room after realizing that he had some type of growth on his elbow. And it's your elbow, not mine. So you can address that a little bit later on today. Yes?
Sure.
Okay, fair enough. Lessons should be learned.
I'm going to try to hold myself together before I talk about it.
When it does come to a person's health, I think if we're all caring individuals, we call a person privately, and we ask them how they're doing because they may not be doing well. But that did not happen today, and Evan will respond to that later on. And I'm just going to be a good partner and listen. It's all I'm going to do.
Thank you.
And make sure that, you're okay. And I already gave him an elbow sock, so I'm doing my part privately.
You. Thank you for that.
Yeah, it's privately I'm doing my part. I gave him a compression sock for his elbow.
It's beautiful.
Which, might be gout, might be cancer. Might be bursitis, might be just turkey juice left over from Thanksgiving. Who knows? There's a lot going on with that elbow, though.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.